Hey gang, welcome back you guys. Episode 77 of Zero Carb Journal. If you're new, I'm Matt, as always. Nice to see you guys. Well, here we go. Another week. How'd you guys do? Did you have a good week? Stay the course? Did you make some progress? I bet you did. I bet you did great. I've been feeling pretty dang good myself. I had a great week, you guys. So, good morning. It's early here. It's just 6 o'clock. And it's a glorious day. And yeah, I am just getting started here and thought we'd kick this off. And yeah, I'm scattered. All right. Good morning. So yeah. So how was your week? Was it good? Did you have a good one? You know, I had a great week again, as always. So let's see, from a zero carb standpoint, I ate some interesting stuff this week, actually. So for the most part, I just ate beef and water, but I did have my smoked salmon, which has continued to be good. And I ate some liverwurst this week as well. And, oh, and a little more summer sausage. And Robin, thank you very much for that U.S. Wellness Meats recommendation. You know, I've looked at their site before, and I haven't ordered anything. And I think I probably will. You know, it definitely represents, it's much better than the summer sausage and liverwurst and things I can find here, at least easily. They all have stuff in them. And I've eaten a little bit over this week, and definitely, I assume it's the stuff in them, although maybe it's just the carbs in the liver, or I don't know what, but they definitely give me gas. They're not terrible. They don't end up making me feel bad. I continue to eat them. But I can tell, usually for a day or two after, that I've eaten something that isn't just beef and water. And so I'm interested in trying some of the U.S. Wellness Meats processed stuff to see if it's the processing or the additives or whatever. But at any rate, I ate some liverwurst. I really enjoyed it. I can't remember the brand. It was a big brand, you know, a nationwide brand of commercially made stuff with a few extra ingredients in it. But I enjoyed it, and it didn't make me feel too bad. Like I said, a little gassy. Used the bathroom a few more times than normal, but it was okay. And some summer sausage that I really enjoyed. And yeah, it's been interesting to continue to, you know, stray a little bit from my path and see how it affects me. And really interesting to see how sensitive I am. You know, I continue to be able to tell when I've eaten something that isn't just beef and water. Excuse me while I look around the neighborhood. At any rate, this week has been good. You know, I ate, for the most part, pretty standard, just hamburgers and ribeye, and a little bit of processed meats. And I've been feeling awesome, you guys. Just as I noted a few weeks ago, my energy's been really, really, really good. Really profoundly amazing, actually. I'm just, my output is steady all day and continues to really amaze me, just mostly compared to where I was a few years ago. I'm probably not doing anything different than anyone else out there who isn't ill, but after being so sick and being so fatigued, I continue to notice how much energy I seem to have. So I had a really good week at work, back to the big boat, full tilt, and really got a lot done, put a ton of it behind me. Long hours crawling around in that thing, and beat me up pretty good, but I'm feeling really positive about it. So it looks like maybe another week or two, it won't be quite done, but I'll probably be wrapping up my role. Probably by the end of this week, I'll be really looking at the end game. So I'm real excited about that. You know, I've been pushing really hard, and that boat's been weighing on my mind in a lot of ways. It's a big project with a lot of complications, but it's also, it kind of marks the last of my work season here, and I'm really looking forward to making some plans for my next step once I realize, you know, once I figure out when I'm going to be done. So I'm just kind of riding it out and really been able to get in there at, you know, I've been waking up at 5 or so, doing a workout, getting to work at 7, and staying and working, not all day, but, you know, 7 or 8 hours without a break, and then coming home and splitting some wood, and just really feeling like I've my output is high, like I can do a lot of work. Hi, Waylon. Good morning. There's my little bud. So, yeah, great week. Energy's been good. So let's talk a little bit. I want to talk a little bit about the ribeye I've been buying because I made an interesting discovery. You know, a few weeks ago I talked about buying CryoVac ribeye, full primal cuts, at the various stores and how I hadn't really noticed much difference. So I've been continuing on that path a little bit, and I've been shopping. You know, it was Memorial Day weekend, so we had ribeye sales. Oh, there's my woodpecker buddy. We had we had ribeye sales all over the place. So I went to some different stores and tried them out. Now I went back to my inexpensive store and I bought a full cryo. I said, oh, you guys got full packers, can I get one, or full cryovac of ribeye? And you know, I'd gone there before and it had been an IPB select, pretty similar to Safeway, which was IPB, but Choice. But this time he brought out this ribeye, and the packaging said su carne from Mexico. So I bought that, and I brought it home. I think they charged me $4.48 a pound, so it was a good price. I brought it home. I cut into it. Oh, my gosh, you guys. I talked earlier about how there was no difference. Well, I was wrong. There's a huge difference. So this ribeye, I mean, it looked like tuna when I cut into it. That's how apparent the lack of marbling was. And it wasn't just the lack of marbling. I mean, there was literally like almost no fat cap on it. And it was pretty startling how different it was. It wasn't very good. I did eat it. It was tough to get down. It was tough, literally. And really surprised me. So I went back to Safeway after that. That was at the cheap store. I got that one. So I went back to Safeway and they had $6.99 ribeye. And I did. I bought a couple IPB cryovacs there. And they were about, I think they were under $7 a pound, $6.89 or so. And they were really good. Really enjoyed them. And I then went back to my inexpensive store and they had their sale was continuing on this week. And so I knocked on the door back there and my butcher came out, and I'm getting to know him pretty well. He's really cool. He really looks out for me. And I said, hey, is ribeye still on sale? And I asked him, I said, is it still the cryovacs from Mexico? And he kind of put a look on his face and goes, yeah. He goes, I won't eat them. They're I don't know what they feed them, but they're not very good. And he's right. They were just significantly different. He said, but I have an American one back here and I'll sell it to you for that price. So he brought one out and it was an IPB select and it was exactly like I'd been getting at Safeway and at Costco, with the only exception being the grade, right? Costco I had bought prime, Safeway was typically choice, and my inexpensive store had mostly select. So what I learned from that experience was that I don't care much, or I don't notice much difference. Let me rephrase that. I don't notice much difference between the various grades of American raised beef. So the IPB or the XL, those are the two big suppliers that you typically see. They'll have their stamp on the CryoVac, their brand. And either of those two suppliers of American beef, I can buy prime, select, choice, prime, choice, select. And I don't notice a huge difference. And they, you know, I believe that those animals were all probably coming from essentially the same pool. Not necessarily the same farm, but, you know, the same general pool of animals. And they've probably all been treated roughly the same. And that those grades then are a function of the animal's age and marbling and tenderness, like we talked about before. But that's dramatically different than the meat that is raised outside of our borders. The beef that I bought that had been raised in Mexico was dramatically different, and I definitely noticed. I didn't necessarily notice it in how I felt, but the quality of the meat, excuse me, the flavor, just the visual quality, it was vastly different than the American raised beef. And I won't make that mistake again, and it was very interesting to learn, because I really was of the mind that there wasn't a huge quality difference, and I know now that there is and can be an enormous quality difference depending on how the animal was raised and fed. Like I said, I don't know how that translates to anything bad in the meat. Wait, I didn't make me feel bad, but I didn't care for it. I imagine it's probably got more stuff in it, bad things, the boogeyman. Whether that exists or not, I don't know, but if it does, it's in that beef, probably. So, at any rate, it was interesting, because I've been sitting here going, oh, there isn't much difference, and there is, but I don't think there is much difference in American-raised beef, so I will still continue to buy the cheapest American-raised beef I can find, but I think I'm going to draw the line there. And, you know, that's one of the neat things about buying in the primal cuts, as opposed to letting the butcher cut it for you, is you really get a good idea of what you're buying. You know, when they slice it and put it in the styrofoam out on the rack, you don't know where it came from. When you buy the whole thing, you can see the stamp, you can see the grade, you can see the brand, where it was raised. So yeah, that was pretty neat. I'm learning, and every day I learn more and more. So I'm really enjoying that ribeye. Interestingly enough, it is too fatty in a good way. You know, I'm enjoying eating more fat these days than I have in the past. I've been switching between that ribeye and 80-20 ground beef, and I'll be honest, the 80-20 ground beef seems really dry. But the ribeye seems so fatty that I can tell that I kind of need a break from fat. So it's nice alternating between the two. And when I say I need a break from fat, what I mean is I don't need that much fat, as much as is on. When you buy those whole primals of ribeye, they have a big, huge fat cap all around them. And they come out with a pretty high percentage of fat to protein, I believe. And if I eat too much, like if I just eat the point off of one of those whole primals, I'll end up feeling sick, like I eat too much fat. So that's been pretty cool. You know, I think in the past when I was eating just the burgers, I was probably running a little on the lean side. And now I can really tell, if I eat too much fat, it really affects me for about 24 hours. I just have this feeling in my stomach. And so it's nice. I'll eat some of that ribeye, and then I'll just feel like, ooh, I need some more, you know, I'm hungry, but I don't want that much fat. And then I go back to my smoked salmon or ground beef. It seems to balance it out really well. So yeah, that's been really neat, continuing to learn. As always. So yeah. So how about this day, you guys? How about this week? What are you guys going to do? Coming into summer here. It's June. And yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm getting ready. I do know what I'm going to do. I'm going to work my butt off on this boat. But I don't know what's coming down the road for me. I've been really thinking these last weeks, and in particular the last few days, about what I'm going to do when I get done with these boat projects. And I talked about maybe going driving around. I'm considering booking some trips and actually traveling overseas. I feel like that's something I haven't done forever. I'm a little, I'll be honest, I'm anxious, you know, about whether or not I can travel with this way of eating, at least overseas. You know, I verified that I feel pretty comfortable driving around in the States, but I'm every time I think about booking a trip somewhere, I get scared. And so maybe I need to do that just to show us all that it's possible. I know it is, because I know lots of you folks do it. But yeah, I do. I start pondering the details of my diet and whether I'll be able to work it out if I went to Southeast Asia or, you know, somewhere where I had to sort of, you know, where I couldn't get everything I wanted, where I just had to accept what was there. So I wonder how it'd be if I was stuck over there and couldn't find enough meat and had to eat meat and rice for a few weeks. Would it be awful? I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe I'd be fine. I don't want to do that. Just saying. I just wonder how it would go. So, yeah. So I've been thinking about that. I've been thinking about traveling. I've also been thinking a lot about sailing. Maybe I'll get a boat. Forget the traveling for a little while and just sail around. I used to do a whole lot of sailing, and I'm missing it. But that might just be summer vibes creeping in. Sailboats are tempting, but they can be a trap as well. So anyway, that's enough for now. I'm just really looking forward to wrapping up this big boat project and making those decisions. I've got some projects to do around here that'll keep me occupied for a few weeks once I get settled in. I got to stock up my firewood. I've got a stove project to build for my stove world. And then we'll see. Maybe I'll jump in the car and come visit some of you, or maybe I'll get on a plane, or maybe I'll buy a sailboat, or maybe I'll do none of those and just hang out here and go surfing for a few months while summer gets its busyness done without me. Anyways, you guys, that's enough for today. I am going to go and enjoy this beautiful day. No surf this week, been foggy and onshore flow, so maybe I'll go for a bike ride or something, but I sure hope you guys are doing great. I hope you're staying the course, making progress, and I can't tell you how much you guys mean to me, so thank you as always for all your lovely comments, Mr. Steak Tartar Diaries. I am happy that my goals setting talk was helpful. I would like to make a video on that in the future. I got a few things I want to make full videos on. So hopefully when I get done with building boats, I'll have some time to get back to that. But thank you guys so much, as always, for your comments and questions and input and all that. I just really, really, really appreciate it. It makes a huge difference in my life. And you guys give me a ton of support. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And yeah, so I hope you have a great week. Stay the course, make some progress. I'll do my best to do the same. And I'll come back in and check in with you next week. So, all right, you guys, thanks so much for listening and watching. And I'll see you next week. Hope you have a great week. All right, thanks. See ya.